Listening test 3. This is a listening practice test that resembles the International English Language Testing System listening test. The test consists of 4 sections. Answer the questions as you listen to the recording. Note that the recording will be played once only. Please turn to Section 1. Section 1. In a moment, you are going to hear a conversation between Yuki and Michael, who are 2 overseas students in New Zealand. They are discussing plans for their week-long spring holiday from school. Before you listen, look at questions 1 to 7. Note the examples that have been done for you. As you listen to the first part of the conversation, answer questions 1 to 3.
Yuki, hey, I'm so glad to see you.
Oh, hello, Michael. Where have you been? Haven't seen you in quite some time.
Sorry. I've been busy with my thesis research. However, I wanted to ask you if you've given any thought to what you'd like to do for the spring holiday.
Well, I was thinking about going to Thailand. April is one of the best months to go there. It isn't too rainy or hot, but still very lush, green, and lovely.
Do you think you will have enough time? The official word from the school administration is that we have from the 1st till the 8th of April off. Not really enough time to leave the country for a holiday. I mean, you have to consider 2 days for traveling alone, since you have to take an airplane. Plus, isn't it a bit expensive to go to Thailand?
Plane tickets are almost always expensive. About $300 round trip. But once you get there, it really isn't that expensive to stay. You can find a hotel or a beach bungalow for a decent rate. The food is delicious and cheap. And most activities and attractions are found in nature. Therefore, it is inexpensive.
But have you applied for a tourist visa yet? Sometimes visas can be quite costly.
I've already looked into it. They cost about $100.
If we apply now, isn't it too late? I mean, the vacation is only a week away.
No time. Though we will be required to pay $50 as an express processing fee.
I don't know, Yuki. That's already $450 just for traveling. And it will be at least another $300 to $500 to stay in Thailand for the week. Have you thought about going to New Zealand's North Island? We're always stuck here on the South Island at university studying, so we rarely have a chance to see the rest of the country. You know, the North Island is very different from the South Island. It has active volcanoes and natural hot springs, a beautiful barrier reef and waterfalls.
Well, Auckland, the largest city in New Zealand, is on the North Island. Finally, there's some good shopping. I would love some new clothes. All the shops around here are carrying boring, old-fashioned clothes.
Really, Yuki, you can be so trite sometimes.
Hey, I was only kidding. To tell you the truth, taking in the waters at the hot springs and some scuba diving sounds like a lot of fun.
It is also a less expensive holiday. Round trip, the plane fare to the North Island is only $75. Plus, we don't need tourist visas. And we can stay at the Auckland Youth Hostel for a mere $10 a night.
Your thinking about the finances is correct. It would be much less expensive to go to the North Island. Also, we don't have to worry about not speaking the language. But I must insist that we stay in a proper hotel. I hate youth hostels. I want my own bath and do not want to share a kitchen.
Okay, okay. We'll stay in a real hotel. Do you think your friend Marlene is still considering coming? If we share rooms, it will be cheaper.
I know she will want to join us. She has already told me whatever I choose is fine with her. She simply wants to be away from school for a while.
I know how she feels. I'll go ring some hotels right now and see what is available.
Later, after checking with a few hotels, Michael gives Yuki a ring to tell her the results. Now answer questions 4 to 7.
Right then, I've given a few places a ring and discovered that April is a very popular month in which to visit New Zealand.
Of course, while it is cold in most of the civilized world, it is temperate fall here. Therefore, everyone and their mother wants to visit warm and lovely New Zealand. Anyway, what did the hotel say?
Well, a few were booked solid, but I found 5 decent options. Have you asked Marlene yet?
Yes, she wants to go.
Great! Okay. Then the first hotel is the Gondola Restaurant and Lodge. This is the most expensive option at $265 a night. But you get breakfast every morning for free. It is located right outside of Auckland, about 2 kilometers from the beach. So we can go scuba diving all the time.
Sounds good. But what else?
Well, then there is the Rotorua accommodation. It's $250 a night and is located in the mountains, which means lots of great backpacking. There is also the Hurley Lodge. Its main feature is that it sits right above the Greer Waterfalls. Beautiful scenery for only $155 a night.
What about the hot springs?
Well, there is the Stewart Resort. It has active hot springs that you may bathe in on its grounds. It's $260 a night. Finally, we could also stay at the Auckland Holiday Inn. It's located in the center of the city, so you can do all the shopping you want, Yuki. It charges $150 a night, including a free breakfast.
I feel that the hot springs would be a lot of fun. What do you think?
I agree. I really need to relax. Why don't I give them a ring back and book right now?
Michael rings the Stewart Resort and speaks with the receptionist.
Stewart Resort, may I help you?
Yes, hello. I would like to rent a suite. They include two rooms and one bathroom, correct?
Yes, that is right. Would you like to book now?
Yes, please.
Very good, then. What is the name of the party?
I guess that would be me, Michael Connell.
Spell that, please.
Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Connell, C-O-N-N-E-L-L.
So that was C-O-N-N-E-L-L. Your address and phone number, Mr. Connell?
156 Ocean Way, Christchurch. My phone number is 555-6548.
555-6548. Very well. What credit card number should I hold this booking under?
You may use my MasterCard.
What is the account number?
865-347-8354.
865-347-8354. Right. What is the expiration date?
The 10th of June, 2001. Oh, no, I'm sorry, that isn't correct. The expiration date is the 6th of October, 2001.
How many nights?
Six nights.
Six nights at $260 a night is $1,820 total.
Are you sure? I figure the price to be $1,560.
Wait a moment. Oh, yes, you are correct. I multiplied by 7, not 6. Very sorry. $1,560 will be the total charge to your account. Will there be anything else?
No, that will be all.
Thank you, and have a nice day. Goodbye.